بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. ما بعد، باب الإخلاص وإحضار النية في صحيح الأعمال، في جميع الأعمال والأقوال والأحوال البارزة والخفية. As we mentioned, this is the first chapter. The chapter is concerning ikhlas, which is sincerity and the presence of intention in all one's actions, words, conditions, whether apparent or concealed. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. And they were commanded to worship none but Allah, making their religion exclusive for Him, shunning away from every other religion. And they were commanded with the establishment of salah and the paying of zakat, and this is the upright and the correct religion. وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. Another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to the qurbani animal, says that it is not the meat and the flesh of that animal that reaches Allah, but it is the taqwa and piety that is in your heart that reaches Allah. That is referring to what is the intention in the heart. According to that is the value of the action. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that tell them that if they conceal that which is within their hearts or they reveal it, in both instances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the heart. As we mentioned yesterday, my respected brothers, the intention is an action of the heart. Many of us feel that we have to verbally contextualize our intention, then only it becomes apparent. A lot of people notice before namaz, they are saying the intention out loudly. Ulama explained that is not a condition. The actual condition is that we have to intend in the heart. And we heard the sayings of the pious elders, particularly that of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, indicating to us the importance of intention, wherein he says there were many small actions a person does, but the action was elevated and made great because of the intention. And there were many great actions a person does, but it is diminished and destroyed because of the intention. There's one incident mentioned about Maulana Abdul Hayy Lakhnavi rahmatullah alayh, which very clearly illustrates this. That once he was a great alim, somewhere in India they were going with the driver. They came to a particular spot where the car got stuck. So the driver got out and he fiddled with something. And then he came and sat down in the car again. And the car started. So Maulana asked him, the bike, kya hua? What happened? Why did the car get stuck? So the driver explained that in the fuel funnel there was some dirt. Because of that, once the dirt was cleaned, the car is running fine again. So he told the driver, Aaj tune ikhlas ka sabak seekh liya. Today you have learned the lesson of ikhlas. So the driver was confused that what has a little bit of dirt in the fuel funnel got to do with ikhlas. So he asked him, Maulana, explain. So Maulana said, if you look at this car, it's a complex piece of machinery, engine, gearbox, all sorts of different mechanical parts. But because of a little bit of dirt in one funnel and one pipe, this whole machinery came to a halt. So like that person may be going for Hajj, maybe going for Umrah, maybe going for Jihad, maybe going in the path of Allah, maybe a great action. But if in this one small area there's a little bit of dirt, that is his intention and his niyat, then this entire action will not rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we have to be very, very careful and conscious about what is the intention, what is the motivation behind the action. The days of Hajj are very near. Ulama have greatly stressed those that are going for Hajj, etc. They have to be particularly careful because it's a very, very great action. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 14 centuries ago, with regards to the intention behind Hajj and Umrah, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَا أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّ وَأُسَاتُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ وَفُقَرَاهُمْ لِلْمَسَلَةِ وَقُرَّاهُمْ لِلْرِيَاءِ وَالسُّمَعَةِ. Particularly referring to the intention. He said, a time will come in my ummah when the rich people, for them, they will go for Hajj, but the niyat will be holiday. The poor people will go to beg. The business class will go to do business. And the, even the ulama, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned, he said, Hajj will become an exercise of showing off. That so many sheikh made so many Hajj, so many sheikh made, certain sheikh made so many Hajj, and certain sheikh made so many Hajj. That is, the intention behind the action will not be correct. The other day I was reading one kitab, there was one person who was going in Hajj, I think he's mentioned in Tanwirul Azhan, that one night he got up with the kafla, he was sitting in his tent quietly and he was reading Quran, Surah Taha, great wali of Allah. And after reading for a while, he dozed off, and in his dream he sees a huge script, the scroll of Surah Taha in front of him. And he sees beneath each letter 10 reward, 10 reward, 10 reward, and then he comes to a particular spot where the whole thing is blackened. And a voice calls out that you will be taken to task for this. So he becomes very concerned and perturbed, and he addresses that voice in his dream that, why is it I will be taken to task? I was reading Quran. So the response came that you became conscious of some rustling outside your tent. So at this particular spot, you raised your voice in the recitation of Quran. In other words, to make the person outside your tent conscious that you are, mashallah, late at night reading Quran, you raised your voice. So khalal came into your intention. So this is how so careful and so meticulous we have to be with regards to our intention. Ali radiallahu anhu, the famous incident is mentioned about him, that once in jihad, in the battlefield, the enemy overpowers him. I mean, he overpowers the enemy. And he's about to take the man's head off, and suddenly the person spits in his face. Immediately Ali resists from his action, he wakes up, walks away. Person is shocked. He says, you had overpowered me. Why didn't you take my life? So he said, before I was slaying you for the sake of Allah, when you spat in my face, my own anger came into it. So my intention, I found, was, had been adulterated. So we have to be very, very careful with regards to our intention. Allah give us tawfiq.